Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Are you thinking of buying your first real estate investment? If you are, please continue watching this video because I think makakatulong to sa inyo. By the way, before we continue, let me introduce myself. My name is Larry Barbiran and I am a licensed real estate broker here in the Philippines. And in this channel, we talk about Philippine real estate. So here I share my experiences as well as yung mga learnings natin that we have gained out of those experiences. We also sometimes go to our projects wherein we show you yung ating mga model units and even the actual units that we are selling. So if you are into these types of contents, please make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you have any question, please make sure you put that in the comment section below para masagot natin at magawa natin video. So what? Recently, you've seen some videos on YouTube or you might have seen some ads on Instagram and Facebook page or even some e-commerce websites. And you're thinking it's the best time for you to invest in your very first real estate investment. In this video, we're going to talk about the things na kailangan yung pag-isipan bago kayo mag-invest sa real estate. Because, you know, as newbies or, you know, pag nag-umpisa tayo, hindi pa ganun kadami yung nalalaman natin. It is important that we know the questions that pagka tayo mag-invest, and that way we will be having a sensible decision-making process. Okay? So here we'll be talking about some of the items na kailangan yung pag-isipan, and that way, bago pa lang kayo mag-inquire online or umupo, makipag-usap sa isang agent, meron na kayong mga nasa isip. That way, you'll be guided. Alright, so first, let's talk about location. So, location, I think, is one very important thing na dapat muna nating ma-figure out. Let me share this with you guys. Just few days ago, and probably napapanood ni Ma'am to, shout out, I was talking to a client, and this client is not yet, kumbaga, decided which project or which location muna kung saan mag-invest. So we have been talking about probably 5 locations. You know, the first 2 locations I was okay, but then when we were talking about like 5 locations already, sabi ko medyo magulo na, and I don't want to continue with that kasi hindi lang ako yung nako-confuse, si client din nako-confuse. It's very important as a first-time investor for you to figure out yung location kung saan ninyo bibilin yung unang investment ninyo. In real estate, in our trainings, our trainers normally highlight location 3 times. So, normally say it in real estate, you should take a look at location, location, location. And it's emphasized 3 beses kasi nga it's that very important that we have to hear it a lot. When we talk to our clients, it's very important din na naintindihan ni client na importante ang location sa decision making. Why? Let's talk about it. Location is very important because it dictates the price. So, example, if you're thinking of mas mura na real estate investment, then you should take a look at or you should check yung mga projects na nasa medyo labas ng metro. Generally, like yung mga CBDs or Central Business Districts, like in BGC, in Makati, in Mandaluyong, in Quezon City, eto yung mga project na medyo mahal kumpara sa projects na nasa mga bandang like Cainta, Antipolo, Valenzuela. Yung mga nasa bandang labas, syempre mas mura yon. So, limbawa kung first investment nyo to pero at gusto nyo mag-invest muna ng hindi ganong kamahal, should be looking at those. Now, kung marami kang pera at gusto mong i-invest yun sa mas maganda na location, mas madaming tao, mas malaki yung market, then you should be thinking about putting your money, or of course it's your decision, but for like appreciation, which is the next item, what the location can dictate is appreciation. Normally, yung mga nasa CBD na mga condos, mas mataas yung appreciation yan. Next is availability. You know, location, normally pagka nasa magandang location ka, mas mabilis na si-sell out yung project, especially ng mga reputable developers, like say for example Ayala, Mega World, PhilInvest. Pagka may project sila sa BGC, mas madaling ma-sold out yan kumpara sa project ng nasa bandang labas ng metro. It also means that kung kayo nag-iisip ng isang investment sa Central Business District, you should be fast. You should be acting immediately. Kasi kumbaga, ang units mabilis na si-sell out because the potential of the appreciation is there. Mas madaling mag-appreciate yung mga project doon, yung mga unit doon. And you know, that is the reason why the investors would like to buy from those developments. So yeah, location, figure it out. It's very important. Okay? Okay, so next, again, you've figured out the location. By the way, these items, it doesn't have to be really in this sequence. A point is you have to have them enlisted, and that way, you can tick them off. And I think you'll be guided if you have all of these in your head or written down pagka kayo mag-invest. So next thing that you should be thinking about is your budget. Now, budget basically has something to do with kung magkano yung gusto mong invest. Like, magkano ang gusto mong ipambili. If you have cash, okay din. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to really be about the cash payment though. Because, syempre, as we know, especially a project na kaka-launch lang or it's a pre-selling project, hindi naman kailangan maghulog ka kaagad ng cash or isang buong cash payment. Okay, but cash payments normally are favored and they get more discounts compared to if you are in an installment kind of payment term. We'll be talking about payment term later on, but budget basically is anong budget mong presyo or bibilin, okay? Like, okay, you've figured out anong location bibilhan mo. Say, for example, you've decided sa BGC, you should know that presyo ng mga condo sa BGC ay nag-start ng 7 million for a one-bedroom unit. Actually, nasa 10 million na yata. You know, it's you know, recently I sold a resale. That is why I'm thinking. But, you know, if I'm not mistaken, nasa 10 million na mga one-bedroom unit. Of course, it depends on the size. You should also be thinking about yung monthly payment or yung monthly amortization. You should also be thinking about anong kaya mong i-spot down payment. Spot down payment, ito yung biglaan. Pre-selling projects, normally, nagre-require sila ng at least 10% of a spot down payment. Ito yung biglaan. Normally, they will want you to pay for this within 1 month from making your reservation fee. If you have any question about those things, let me know in the comment section below. But yeah, think about those things. Again, magkanong gusto mong gastusin para pagbili or magkano yung monthly amortization na kaya mong ibayad. At as well as yung spot down payment, because although mas mababa yung discount ng may spot down payments payment term pa rin may discount yan kung ikumpara mo sa no spot down payment. So ayun, you've figured out your location, your budget. I think you should be thinking about next is the developer. You should be looking at the reputable developers. In the past, may mga issues like, you know, bentahan, double bentahan, those kind of things, and that is something that you should be avoiding, of course, kasi nga masasayang yung pera mo na ininvest mo. So make sure you check, you study yung mga developer na magaganda, reputable, yung walang ganong reputation na hindi maganda. A couple of developers, of course, the Ayala, PhilInvest, MegaWorld, DMCI, Federaland. So ito yung mga reputable na kumpanya. Knowing that you're buying from these developments or from the developments of these developers, you have peace in mind na walang mangyayari sa ina-invest mong pera at hindi mawawala. So yun, think about that, okay? Decide. Now, once you decide the developer, kung sino, kung kanino ka mag-invest, think about the project. Okay, syempre yung project that is located in the first item that we've talked about, which is the location. So think about the project. Now, some of the developers, kuminsan, although they have projects in the same location, they have different projects pero iba't iba ang theme. So there you have to be thinking about yung theme ng project. Say for example, in BGC, merong mga project dyan na in terms of the style, in terms of the theme, it's more of the American kind of developments. Meron din namang katabi niyan mismo. It's with Federaland, just to let you know. Katabi niya mismo is a Japanese themed naman na project. So, ikaw as the investor, you should be thinking about that. Let's say Japanese ang magiging renters mo, then you should be going for a project that is a Japanese inspired of a kind of development. Kung titirahan nyo naman, kung mas favored mo ba o mas gusto mo ba ng Japanese inspired na klase ng tirahan o mas gusto mo yung, you know, yung American style. So yun, project, okay? Now, next thing that you should be thinking about is the type of unit. Well, although sabi ko nga kanina, this is not gonna be in sequence, you probably have this in mind before, especially if you're, you know, thinking of buying a unit na titirahan mo. Syempre, it will depend on how many people are you thinking na titira rito. If you're a family of three, then you should be looking at least two-bedroom na unit. If you're a couple and meron kang ayong anak. If you're investing para parentahan For example, then you should be considering your budget, like we said kanina. Because of course, the type of unit will dictate the price. You know, syempre, obviously, yung one-bedroom unit versus two-bedroom unit versus three- or four-bedroom unit, nagkakaiba ang presyo nila. That's something na kailangan na figure out muna based from the budget, based from, you know, the profile of the people na gusto mong i-address or gusto mong pag-offeran ng renta if it's a rental unit that you're thinking. Next or last thing that I have here is the payment plan. So, syempre, bibili tayo ng condo. Think about the payment plan. I said kanina, you have an option para magbayad in cash. Normally, you get more discounts. Pero if it's an installment, generally, yung mga pre-selling na klase ng development, they offer that na may spot down payment. Again, they give you discounts if you are putting 10%, at least 10% of down payment. Sometimes 5% pa nga eh. But if you put in 10% or 20%, normally you get more discount if you put 20% versus 10%. Ayun, think about that. As well as, syempre, after ng down payment period, normally, okay, like, ano project na nag-offer ng 10% down payment and then have another 10% in 2 years. Yeah, po pwede nyong gawin yun. And some other projects, actually. Generally, mga project ganun. Okay, they're offering those kind of payment term para maging flexible para sa mga tao. And then, syempre, after paying the down payment, eventually you'll be paying the balance either with lump sum money or bank financing. So, think about, depende sa capability nyo. It will help kung magko-consult muna kayo sa banko or have somebody to assist you with talking to the bank para ma-assess yung capability nyo para magbayad eventually for the remaining balance. So, yan, it's very important that you take a look at the payment plan. Make sure you talk to your agent or your broker para siguradong malinaw sa inyo yung mga options nyo for paying your investment. You know, of course, agents, sometimes they will position payment terms that they think will be beneficial sa inyo, but it really depends on your desire or your preference as well. So yun, basically that's it. If you have any question about these items, most probably I've missed few things that are important, let me know through the comment section below. That way, magawa natin ng video, masagot natin. If you need any assistance with your investment, let me know. I have my phone number in the description below, which is active on Viber and WhatsApp. I can also be contacted if you are abroad. I have my email in the description. So there you go. Thank you so much for watching, guys. I hope this helps. Yeah, basically that's it. Thank you so much for watching, and until the next episode. Bye for now.